I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. 12 years of ongoing war leave little hope for a future in Syria. Conflict on three fronts drives destruction and instability. Pierre Husney of Horizons International says the nearly 6 million Syrian refugees scattered near and far have no incentive to return. Lebanon houses more than a million Syrian refugees, often in dire conditions. Without access to school, refugee kids make prime targets for extremist recruiters.
If you fill a child's head with information and teach him to read and write, they'll be driven toward a career. But if you don't, then anybody who comes along and puts a machine gun in their hand and says, let's go, then they're going to be compelled by that because they don't have anything else.
Refugee kids find a chance to learn at Horizon School of Hope. Best of all, each student gets to meet Jesus. Sponsorship makes it all possible, and we'll connect you at missionnews.org. FMI staff recently visited Saudi Arabia. Bruce Allen says it was an exploratory trip for potential future ministry. In recent years, Saudi Arabia has issued tourist visas wanting to be open to the West.
I was expecting to see a little bit more opulent wealth from all their petroleum dollars, but that's not what I saw. I'm realizing that one of the reasons they're opening up to the West is they want to develop tourism, business opportunities, because they realize that the oil industry for their country is going to dry up soon.
Allen moved around the country freely. He encountered underground churches for foreign workers in the country. Saudi believers have to be even more careful as the government forbids citizens from leaving Islam. Ask God to give FMI wisdom about future ministry in Saudi Arabia. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. I'm Dodd Morris.